This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Lorena Duarte Heaps. Date of examination, 3/29/22. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from McAllen Medical Center dated 5/22/21. COVID-19 status. The claimant denies being exposed to COVID-19 or having had it in the past. She denies having symptoms of fever, cough, shortness of breath, aches and pains, or diarrhea. She has not tested positive for COVID-19 or been around any families who have had COVID-19, except for her son who had it approximately 3 months ago. She has had two vaccines for the COVID-19 virus. Identifying information. This is a 54-year-old widowed female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of cervical fracture of the spine. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in February 2021, where she worked for G&D Warehouse as a worker for 10 months and also at the Dollar General store for 5 months. The claimant states that she's worked at other jobs, but mostly stayed home to take care of her children. During the time that she did work, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives with her son and is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation: fracture cervical spine. History of allegations. The claimant states that on May 21st, 2021, she was in a motor vehicle accident and injured her C-spine. She states the character of the pain is a pulsing, aching, dull pain located in her C-spine area. She states that she was told that she did have a fracture of her C-spine. However, there is no documentation of that in the notes. She does have severe anterior listhesis of C5 and C6. She states the pain radiates down to her shoulders and arms as well as into her chest area. She did go on to have a fusion of the C4, C5, C6, C7 area of her spine, along with a cervical discectomy, which was performed on May the 26th, 2021, 5 days after her accident. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 1 hour, sit for 2 hours, lift approximately 1/2 pound above her head, but unable to bend over. She has no assistive devices except for a neck brace that she wears day and night. Her physician is Dr. Syed Hussain. That's S-Y-E-D. The last name is H-U-S-S-A-I-N. Her daily activities include sleeping, sometimes watching TV, doing light housework, cooking, sometimes a little laundry, but no exercise. She does not go to the grocery store. Her physician is Dr. Leron Raul Simpson, and she denies seeing a chiropractor or receiving any kind of physical therapy, although she is scheduled to have physical therapy in the near future. She was diagnosed with severe anterior listhesis of the C5-C6 area necessitating a discectomy and fusion of the C4 through C7 spine area. Her condition is stable at this time. Other limitations? The claimant is able to walk one block, comma, stand for 1 hour, comma, climb two flights of stairs slowly, comma, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, sometimes cook an egg, comma, use a broom, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 1/2 pound above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top at this time. She has no other assistive devices except for a neck brace that she uses day and night. At the present time, she takes cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams BID, and ibuprofen, 600 milligrams TID for pain, which does give her relief. She states the only other physical activity she does is walking around the house for exercise. Family history. Her father died at the age of 60 from a myocardial infarction. Her mother is 77 and has diabetes mellitus and hypertension. Medication, cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams BID, Motrin, 600 milligrams TID. And she takes no other medications at this time. Medical problems, none. Major surgery, posterior cervical discectomy and fusion of the C4 through C7 area of the cervical spine, dated May the 26th, 2021. She's also had a cholecystectomy in the past. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 6 cigarettes per day for 30 years. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. She denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.1 Fahrenheit, weight 190 pounds, height 5 feet 2 and 3/4 inches, BP 121 over 87 mmHg, heart rate 74 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 33. General, this is a 54-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation with a neck brace. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/40. OS, the claimant was able to see fingers at 7 feet distance. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. The claimant did not present with any glasses. Could you please drop down to the neck area after the last sentence? There is a 16-centimeter midline surgical scar on the posterior area of the C-spine of the claimant, which appears to be intact. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow and slightly unstable but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms of both shoulders and tenderness of her C-spine area. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or other deformity was noted. There is abnormal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities, but normal for the lower extremities. The claimant is unable to abduct or forward elevate her arms bilaterally. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees and in the supine position was 40 degrees. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, especially of the upper arms. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant had difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, but the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with some difficulty. The claimant had some difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. The claimant was very reluctant to do many of the ranges of motion secondary of fear of hurting her neck. Assisted devices. She requires no assisted devices at this time, but she is wearing a neck brace day and night. Neurological exam. Grip strength is plus 3/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 are grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory exam was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense for the upper extremities. There is no evidence of muscle wasting and a few muscle spasms noted of the upper extremities. Muscle strength was plus 5/5 for the lower extremities and plus 3/5 for the upper extremities. All tested areas for fine and dexterous finger control was mildly abnormal. X-ray of the C-spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small objects. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of the cervical spine, which has been corrected with a discectomy and fusion of the C-spine. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at plus 3/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields, but appears to have limitations in her visual acuity, especially for the left side. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment. Secondary to a C-spine surgery, which has caused some neurological and decreased range of motion of her spine. Probable diagnoses: severe anterior listhesis of C5/C6 with post discectomy and fusion of C4 through C7 with fairly good results. The claimant still complains of pain and does have some neurological problems,